This ain't my business, but I just know about it.
Hey. We back in this thing.
We back. We back.
One more game.
Yeah. I'm a couple of Jackie me, yo.
Yeah.
I already got your. Yeah. You got a bad attitude. I'm the type of nigga that's gonna cheat when I get mad at you.
Yeah, we in here again, man. Midweek shit, man. We got the infamous, man. AKA Lua, AKA Fresh to Death, AKA Byron, AKA Pokey, whatever the fuck you wanna call it, man. This black entrepreneurship in this bitch today. Yeah.
She was like me in the worst way. Honestly, I'm blaming her for how I treat you whole day.
Pac-Man, what up, man? Get out your phone, baby. We about to turn up. We got Woo in here.
Boom, man.
Yeah.
I'm home.
Yeah.
Right now, she in Georgia.
Man, Poker, what up, man?
I'm booing. What you got going on?
Man, I'm Woo. We booing, man. Why? What he say? What he got? Yeah. Man, why we say what you got, man? This your boy, man. FTF Ugly, man. The myth, the legend, the voice of the ratchet.
And this your boy, Nesto the Dunn. The one and only back in this bitch.
Yes, sir. Your boy, Sweet Peck, man. Another day in the lab.
And who we got in here with us today, man? We got, man, a real entrepreneur, man. Himself, man. Introduce yourself, Pimpin'.
Yeah, I'm Pokey. They call me Fresh to Death.
Yeah.
One and only. You heard me?
Yeah, man. Y'all check out this cut. Clean as a whistle.
By damn time.
Yeah, man. Did by yours truly only, man. Mr. Pokey,
oh,
man.
You
Fresh
ain't
to Death.
Lying, cause that boy been looking like a caveman for the past few weeks.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
But Pokey did that. He did that, man. So y'all make sure y'all know what I mean. Fresh to Death, man. You know how
matter
we do
fact,
it.
We finna start off by getting Pook on a round of applause for shaking my brother back, man.
Yes, sir.
Well needed, man.
Yes, ain't no time like a time now.
You look like somebody now, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? And we got everything else on the table, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into, you know, we're going to get into you, what you came from, what you did, how you did it, where you going, and how we going to do it. We got Lure up here. We finna lure everybody into this, man. You know what I'm saying? Wahoo look for some crazy shit for us to talk about, man. Pokemon, do yourself, man. Tell the people what we got going on with all this here and what inspired you to do all that, what you come from, and all that bullshit.
I come from Jackson Hayu. Basically nothing. Which all was up at your
project.
But nothing don't mean nothing from where we from.
You hear me?
We take the smaller things and make more out of it.
Preach.
I always have been. So that's just the nature of us. But lure, it speaks for itself. Anything that I grab or I touch, it gravitates to me. You know what I'm saying? From a high level or a lower level, it gravitates. It grab onto and it stay with it. You know what I'm saying?
Already, man.
And I offer my hair products. All it do is all natural because I come from natural roots, you know?
Word.
All I want to put back out there is what's righteous and what's nice. You know what I'm saying? Nothing more, nothing less.
Already. So before we get to the lure aspect and before we get into the ignorance, you know what I mean? What inspired the haircut and the barbershop, the Fresh to Death? Like what really made you just say, well, I'm going to cut hair and provide this service to my people?
Well, honestly, it started on the porch, you know what I'm saying?
In the field?
Yeah, in the porch, in the field, I had two clients, you heard me? Big Boo and TJ, you heard me? But I didn't take it serious at that time. You know, I was young. I was just doing something, you know what I'm saying? They just used to give me $2 just because, you know what I'm saying? Because I did it. But, you know, when you having kids, you know what I'm saying, and you working for these people and you seeing these people getting you crumbs, you like, I got to figure a way out, you know what I'm saying? So I went back to what I felt like I was comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what grabbed me back to cutting hair. So when I picked back up my clippers, I wanted to pursue it full time. And by this time, I had my second son. So I said, you know, I can do this, you know what I'm saying? From one fuck up at a time, we can get there.
Yeah, we will get there.
So what goes into making a hair product? Like, how you come up to do something like this?
Well, I went to school, you know, and that's the part I want to talk to people about. You know what I'm saying? Just couldn't have. You got to actually get in school to understand what you want to put on your type of people here. And I deal with people with coarse hair, so everything going to be from the roots. You heard me? So if it's from the earth, it's healthy for you. If it's not in the lab, you know what I'm saying? That's something we ain't going to be able to put out.
Okay, so the process, you know what I mean? From going to school to getting your license and all that, the process for it, going to a Fresh to Death, and not just like, cause me and you, we on board with the same thing as far as marketing and getting it out there. Like the process of getting your LLC and the process of making the business like an actual business. Cause a lot of us, we start businesses, but we don't go all the way in depth into doing it the right way. You know what I mean? So just kind of explain it a little bit before, you know what I'm saying, we go a little into the clothing.
Well, I wish Breon was here with
Yeah,
me.
So yeah, yeah.
We had the same topic, you know. It started back like me standing over various barber shoulder asking questions. And I didn't understand then why they wasn't feeding it to me, because if they taking this serious as a professional level,
mm-hmm,
and I'm on the porch, why would they look at me and help me, you know? So in order to get something from people in higher places, you got to show them that you want things, you know what I'm saying? A mouth can say 102 things, but what makes people move is the actions behind it. So with that being said, me standing in shops and asking these barbers in certain places, like, what do I do next? Everybody would tell me the same thing. Get in school, then I see you serious.
Already. So shit. I'm just gonna come flat out and say it, because I've been wanting to ask. Because I asked Reg the same thing. Everybody from your area, is that a project thing? The fact that one side of their edge is always back too far.
I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with us, boss.
I'm not Clan Junior. Did it?
It's the shape of your head. Clan
Junior did it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, The pay, like I know what you come from, and I know where we come from, and I be around you a lot when I come to your shop, and the way you try to instill it in certain people, because I think a lot of people need to pay attention to exactly what you do,
mm-hmm,
because and the way that you do it, right. You feel what I'm saying? And if they pay attention to the way that you do it and what you do, I think that it'll serve some purpose.
And that's all I wanted to do, to serve some purpose. And if I leave one imprint on somebody, I feel like my job is done.
For real. You know what I mean?
Hell nah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. He say you know exactly what he doing, the way that he do it. I'm what is we talking about in here?
Okay. For as him don't, like, if you think about it, do it. Like he actually did it. He went through the proper channels to get his business registered. He went through the proper channels to get his product registered, to get his name registered. You know what I mean? As far as having a tax ID title.
Okay, so that. Yeah. So like you went and trademarked all your stuff. You got your shit legit. Yeah. Okay. I get what you're saying now. Okay, yeah. That's for sure.
Trademarked.
Yeah, see, that's the business.
I can't trademark the word lure, but I could trademark
the brand lure.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I get that.
The word lure is already branded, but the clothing brand is mine.
I get that, because, you know, me and MJ talk all the time, and, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Like, when niggas don't trademark they shit,
they get fucked in the end.
We go trademark it.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, because we call it business. So, you know, if you don't handle your business, we'll handle your business for you.
Facts.
Yeah.
And when you Google it, it'll be on the Fresh to Death. It won't be.
See, sure. Nah, and that's another thing we was talking about, too. Like, you know, that you can go look up a lot of stuff and you won't see nothing on the individual. Like, you can't find nothing that we will own individually,
mm-hmm,
but our business may own a bunch of different things. You know, that way, if anything ever go wrong, you know, we could just shut down a business and start up another.
That's understood.
And that's kind of what we say a LLC is for, liability. You removing that liability from yourself,
yeah,
and putting it on that.
So the actual clothing line, the lure, it comes up on the Fresh to Death?
It's on the Fresh to Death.
Okay, then that's something I did. That's
smart.
Smart as hell. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. So you chose lure and you chose the tiger for the you know,
tiger
for,
meat represents fierce.
Yeah.
And the tiger is really the biggest lion, I mean the biggest
cat
in the jungle.
Yeah. It's bigger than the lion.
But they give it the lion because the lion was resilient.
Yeah, but the lion, there, you can't find a lion anywhere in the fucking jungle. Lions don't be in jungles. Like, that's a... Like,
how you know that?
I've never been to the jungle.
No, but I'm just, like me, watching the type of shit that I watch on TV, lions do... You will never catch a lion in the fucking jungle.
See, the very first logo of Lua was a broken heart. You know what I'm saying?
I remember.
Anything that was broken, it could be mended.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With a little love, we can mend anything.
Yeah.
So it was stages to Lord. So when you come from a broken heart, you show love. The Lord, the heart becomes whole. Now that you fully whole, you fierce. You ready to come out your shell.
The tiger.
Yes.
I already. But back to what I said, ain't no motherfucking lion the king of the jungle, because lions don't go to the jungle. If you look on the map and see everywhere where a jungle is,
I'm gonna look that up.
Look it up. There's no such thing as a lion being in the fucking jungle.
If the two was to meet in the middle, I think tiger wins.
Nah, man.
Yes, he
beat. Well, from what I actually watched this very recently, and they were saying most of the time, Tiger would win that match. They say tigers are bigger, they're stronger, faster.
Yeah. So which lion is fighting, though?
A regular lion.
No, it's not fighting the king, or it's not fighting the queen.
Every lion is not the king.
My point exactly. So if that tiger fight that king, it's going to lose, because that's the nature of that animal.
I beg to differ, though.
Lions don't live in the jungle.
I just told you, lions don't live in the fucking jungle.
At one point in time, the savannas were jungles.
Yeah, lions. I guess lions wasn't in there when they was
when they was the jungle. I'm telling you, lions don't live in the jungle.
But their ancestors was in the jungle.
Because me, like when it come to protect the brand, like I showed you the logo for it, right? I always got that lion right there because that lion. There's no such thing as lions amongst men, and that lion, that king, that crown, and that's why my color is purple. Because of their royalty, that king. You see what I'm saying? Just like the tiger is the king of the jungle.
I follow.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, I like that input in the way that improv on that.
How you just gonna get a lion to kill the tiger, the king of the jungle?
Because lions don't be in the fucking jungle. You just Googled it.
Man, that might earn his title, man.
But we call it it's the king of the jungle.
You think that shit just come from nowhere?
Them people did. I put in all that work in them.
I don't give a fuck what they put in them
plain lands and shit.
In them plain
like
lands,
that.
I don't give a damn. A lion?
I'm talking about, you know how many lions, how many animals, lions had to kill to become king of the jungle, and you just gonna sit here and try to take it from
him. Well, damn.
Man,
ass shaking. We were talking about kings of the jungles and shit, and you got ass clapping.
How y'all pivoted that fast?
How we peeped it? You gonna be
them cheek.
You gonna be shouting on the couch tonight, my bro. You gonna sleep on the couch tonight.
Not tonight.
It's the fuck you is.
This ain't live.
That ain't live. But you gonna sleep on the couch tomorrow?
No, because I'm gonna edit this out.
You gonna edit that out? Man, slide it that way so Poker.
Why y'all be telling, man?
Who is it? Who that is?
I don't know.
Show it to Poker.
It's on the timeline.
Show it to Poker.
Now you gonna get him on the couch.
I won't give a damn. Poker, stay on the couch.
No.
Poker, stay on the couch. You heard what he said on Woo. How you deal with that situation? That ain't my business.
Yeah, why? How y'all How y'all allowed them to put y'all on the couch? Why y'all don't put their ass on the couch?
I do. I don't get put on the couch.
He lying.
It's volunteer.
I ain't got to.
That's not volunteer.
You just go to keep the peace.
And you go to sleep. You just follow.
We were talking the other day. I said, niggas get put out after they pay the bills. If I get put out, I'm getting put out on the first. You ain't gonna put me out right when I done paid the bills. I leave on the first.
Insane.
I'm gonna leave on the first.
Yeah, so that way you ain't got to pay the bill.
You still gotta pay them because you just going to get a break.
Sheesh.
You're going back.
Sheesh.
All right, man. You're gonna have to take care of home. Yeah. Home's gonna be home.
You going back home.
You going back home?
Stop trying to put me out of home, then.
Shit, yeah.
Everybody need a break.
Everybody need a break?
No, the fuck they don't.
No, nah, they really, these women don't need no break. You know, just like
Brand
I know.
Cool
I beg to differ.
How?
Because we had this talk at the shop. You could say you tired, but she can't say she tired.
Yeah, we don't make these rules.
Nature made those rules.
Yeah, we don't make these rules.
Break is just another word to say I won't go fuck somebody else.
I agree.
Ain't no breaks over here.
I doubt it. That's a lie. I don't believe it.
What's a lie?
Nigga, Shorty, you not qualified to talk on this. Like, the words is up. Or,
I can't say that either.
Like, yeah, I can't do that.
Because, like, I've been with my baby mama for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Every time I left home, I ain't go fuck off. Every time she did what she did.
You the exempt, though.
I'm not exempt.
You say you every time. You say every time you ain't go fuck off.
No, you did.
But there was some times
that you did go fuck
that
off.
You did.
It definitely was.
Because, you know, that's lie. That just might happen during a break, though. But and that's what I'm saying.
Still,
like,
still an hour, but who's to say she didn't?
I'm not to say she did.
Yeah. I said no breaks.
But, yeah. But if we grown.
Women more ruthless than men.
Mm-hmm. I, no, sir.
Mm-mm.
No, mm-hmm. Sir. Oh, okay. That you saying y'all firmly believe that women are better cheaters than men?
Hell yeah, women not hell better yeah. cheaters than men, but this is why they get away with it more.
They don't.
Get away with it more because of this. Men are participants in women being able to cheat. If a man with a woman and her man Kyle, she be like, be quiet, real fast.
And then that nigga gonna
be quiet.
I do it all the time.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Bitches, okay. They act up. They tell on niggas, like, and then niggas be, I'm talking about niggas be loose and shit. Like, women just got it better because men participate in they cheating.
Okay. I'm gonna show you why women ain't better cheaters. You just said it. If a woman, man call, we understand it. All feelings ain't like they feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's two totally different feelings. A woman with morals, we ain't talking about no hoe. A woman with morals who knows she got to be strategic about what she do. She going to allow the man who she's cheating with to be in control because you know why? She know if two men bump heads, ain't nothing she can do to stop it. Mm-hmm. So the man who she's cheating with going to guide her.
So how old this woman is you talking about? Because these young hoes don't give two fucks.
Okay, that's the point. I just said a woman with morals and standards.
Okay, yeah, all right. You said that.
Has to be strategic about what it is she's doing.
Yeah, so why you feel like she just going to let him guide her? Because he might got her ass right into a head-on collision with that other nigga.
Okay, this is how this goes.
Let's get it.
Any man who cheated with a woman, if the woman always led, that's how cheating gets out. Anytime the man cheating, if it get out, he want it out. Other than that, it'll never get out.
I think it's the other way around.
No, you know what? I kind of feel it.
It's the other way around.
I kind of feel it because I got cheering by two married women, so it never got out because I didn't put it out. You know
it's
what
out
mean?
Now?
Because she was good.
I mean, but shit, the cheering here, shit, my cheering, one of them left.
Okay.
And the other two, who gives a fuck?
This is what we speaking on. Who do it better?
Yeah.
A woman participate in it. A man controls it because we do it recklessly.
Yeah.
So if we do it with a woman who has morals and standards, she's going to let you know she's not leaving her man. So if she's not leaving her man, but she's giving pleasure to you, she's going to line up everything that you allow her to line up. Because her time, your time and her time got to coexist. So if she go to work,
Don't that make her efficient in her cheating though? No,
she's efficient. Only way she's efficient because you're helping her be efficient.
Word.
If she's not efficient by herself, because first and foremost, you're helping her cheat.
I agree. And what makes a good leader? A good follower.
A good cheater. No.
You gotta be a good follower.
You gotta be a good cheater. You ain't gotta be no good follower. Okay, let me show you something. This is crazy. You don't know you're a good cheater until you cheat.
True.
Right.
And then you...
You don't get cheating until you get caught.
Until you get better. When you get caught, that's when you get better. Sometimes you lose yourself to get caught to show a woman, I did this.
So if
and you allow her to see the woman you did it with for it to be an eye-opener.
So well, I tell you what, I ain't never wanted to get caught cheating.
Why?
Why?
Why? No man wants to get caught cheating.
It ain't cheating until you get caught.
No, I love my women. We gonna be back to this. I don't want to lose my women, but I got a cheating problem.
But listen, this is what I'm saying. Okay, this is what I'm saying. You say you got a cheating problem. Cheating is not the problem. Getting caught is the problem. It ain't cheating till you get
right. Nigga. I agree with that. Agree
so
with
you
that.
Don't have a cheating problem. You have a problem getting caught.
That's your problem. You and my bro.
How do your woman know you cheating if she never caught you?
I agree with that. Okay, I agree with that. But that's what I'm saying. My thing is like this. Who more often are in those predicaments though? Like, it seems like it's usually the man, like.
Yeah, because his dumb ass always do some dumb shit.
The woman, okay, they
like
so.
Like coming home with the drawers on, baby.
Now we go.
But I agree with you that it's not necessarily them on their own, though.
Yeah.
It's us helping them.
Yeah.
Let go back to say, okay, feelings. How a woman feel about a man that she's cheating with and the man that she's with.
She love both of them.
If she can only love, she can love both of them, but she can only be in love with one. And the one she in love with, that's who she claimed.
Mm-hmm.
The one she love is the one on the side.
But I tell you what, if that one that she in love with, if he fuck up royally, then that one that she love, he can replace him.
Because she's familiar with him. Now we talking about a woman with more standards. There's no reason. There's no more reason for her to be strategic now because the one who she's in love with, this dude on the side, helping her break that bond.
Yeah.
So leaving him would be more easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because now she familiar with how this dude on the side moved if he was cheating because of why they started that way.
Mm-hmm.
So now he got to do it differently if he's going to cheat on her. And it ain't too much he can do.
It ain't going to really work.
No, I'm saying if he chose to cheat on her,
yeah.
It ain't too many moves that he can make because he helped her cheat.
All
right. And see, and this is my thing. So what you think about this? All right, so they get together, right? It's my belief that I don't care how good he is to her, she gonna cheat on him. That's my belief.
I mean,
because they started that
way. You're entitled to believe that, but every two people who started off cheating, I don't believe they'll cheat on each other. You know why? Because in that sense, some people help people change.
And not just that, though. Hold on, let me say this. Not just that. Hold on.
Wait a minute, Sean. Say it again, Poker.
Some people help people change.
You're lying.
So yeah. Oh, okay. Now,
hold on. I'm finna defend what you
person
said.
Let me
defend what Poker said because I'm a firm believer in this. Every person is different when it's come to another person. See me, maybe I could bring some out of her that the other dude can't. Every person brings something different out of every person.
I agree.
That's just like saying a woman will sleep with you on the first night and won't sleep
with me on the first night. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but if that woman is sleep with somebody on the first night, right? Yeah. She might want to sleep with you on the first night, but it's somebody else that she'll sleep with on the first night.
Same thing I'm saying, but it's about how he make her feel.
Yeah.
And it's millions of niggas out here. It's somebody that can make her feel the way she wanted to be, want to feel.
It's a bunch of niggas. But one thing you got to realize about a woman that I've realized, like, years. One thing I realized about a woman, you can't go there with her unless she allow you. But what I'm saying is, unlike a man, like within our nature, like this is our nature, unlike a man, that woman, she could look at you and know if she want to fuck with you in that manner or not. So just because she deal with you in that way, don't mean she going to deal with him in that way. Just because she bat her eyes don't mean she going to open her legs.
I agree. It's somebody else that can get her to do that, though.
But the thing is,
it's not just you. It's never just you.
I know that.
You that got that magic. Like, niggas be thinking they just these supreme niggas and they
a man, is he wrong for feeling like that, though?
Nah, he supposed to feel like that, though.
I really don't give a fuck.
So
I forgot about that.
If a man feel like that, that means this woman made him feel like that.
It facts.
See what I'm saying?
If she made him feel like that,
she can make another nigga feel like that.
Because women are here to stroke our ego.
I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, that's the nature of a woman. Like I sit up here and say, a woman gonna make a man feel as good as she need him to feel for her.
That's the best way to put it.
And a man gonna take it and run with it.
And this the thing, all February, we gonna hit on these love facts. We gonna hit on this woman and man situation, cause it's February, cause love is real.
Is it real though? That Nazi now back to this, cause we get
you don't think it's real, cause your girl got a close friend shit.
Nah, that's why
she
ain't like my girl no more.
Why you dumped her? Because look, she got a close friend. That's why you dumped her.
Yeah,
tell the truth, goddammit. Girl. Don't talk shit, cause poke is sitting there. Tell the truth. You dumped that woman cause she got a close friend.
I been told you why we broke up. Yeah, that's why. I don't play them games.
Well, you ain't real pimping
then. But look, this is why I say love ain't real, right?
Why? How come it's not?
You heard me the conversation I just had on the phone. I'm real pimping.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is why I feel like love ain't real though. Because of what you just said. Bitches play roles in order to get you to be or feel the way they need you to. So I feel like everybody really just playing a role in order to manipulate situations to how they want it. Now, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I just feel like that's a thing.
To compromise, you must play a role.
Got to.
Mm.
So if you with somebody, in order for you to be with that body, it's give or take. She got to give something, you got to give something. You got to take something away. Add something that coexists with us both. That's why it's called compromise. So we can't say love ain't real because some people not willing to compromise. If you lose that facet of it and you say love ain't real, that means you're not trying to look to love.
At all.
So you won't open yourself up to something that could be genuine because you don't believe love is real.
Now, I play the game. I play my role, and you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put it like this. An old man once told me this at a barbershop. He said, look, this is the only way you're gonna be happy in life. He said, you find a woman with the best lie that you're willing to accept, and then you accept that lie, and y'all live happily ever after.
Okay, how long the lie supposed to last?
Forever. You hear what he just said? but this the thing, though. Before you say something, Poker. Now, I got homeboys who marry, right? These niggas won't cheat on they women for shit.
I
ain't gonna say I try to entice them, but I be like, bro, let's do this, woo to woo. No, I ain't doing that with you, because you get people in trouble. I'm like, no, I don't get people in trouble. Like, and that's how I know for a fact love is real, because these niggas is going home at night. These niggas like, fuck that bitch, I'm going home to my wife.
I mean, that's just not being stupid. You don't want to lose everything you done put it,
then it's
you done invested
in. But they still love them, though. They the breadwinners.
How do you know that
this love? I let your homeboys back when it's summertime, when it ain't cold,
Shit, them niggas was doing it in the summer here.
It may just be smart.
Them the breadwinners. They girls, not the breadwinners. So what does that say? So who being smart?
I mean, it's still women still play vital roles other than making money in relationships.
But what I'm saying is,
a successful man usually is a woman somewhere around in that.
I about to say maybe your homeboys ain't got no options.
No, them niggas got options.
Yeah.
I seen your homeboys.
Let me ask y'all something.
No,
a lot of them.
Let me ask y'all something.
No fronts.
This is a topic at the shop.
Word.
Is what you bring to the table your worth in a relationship?
No, because I don't bring much to the table, and bitches love me. Well, the bitches that love me, love me.
Repeat that question again.
And I'm serious.
What
I don't
bring
much
to the table your worth in a relationship?
No. It's not at all.
Hold on.
What the fuck it is?
Yeah, let me take that out of the way.
Nope.
Yes, it is. Nope. But it depends
bring
on
it.
what I'm bringing to
bring
the table.
Bring it to the table.
Like,
it's
I'm not
only
just talking money.
Y'all only thinking monetarily. People bring other stuff to the table.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying.
So yes, because, that is your word.
Exactly, because I know I can turn a bitch on just straight off some intellectual shit, just, you know what I'm saying, being able to stimulate her mind. You know what I'm saying? I can help with, I mean, I can turn a bitch on with, like, cleaning, you know what I'm talking about, doing different shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, money, that's when we gonna get back to that Marvin Cease.
Yeah.
I asked that question to ask this. If you met a woman with nothing, would you take her?
It depends on her potential.
Like? What is her potential? You gonna know her potential until you talk to her.
Yeah, I gotta talk to her.
Okay, and she have nothing at this moment.
I gotta gauge her mind.
But
like,
she's bringing nothing to
the table. She dumb as a box of rocks.
But I gotta gauge, if I can gauge her mind, if this bitch seem like, okay, she just she having a hard time in life right now. Some might have, you know, I don't know what wouldn't have brought her to this point, but I feel like under the right circumstances, she can succeed.
Yeah.
Yes, I would fuck with that.
Okay, but if this right bitch... circumstances, under the right circumstances, you will find her worth other than what she's bringing physically.
Yeah, I ain't fucking and shit like that. That's like the last thing on the nigga mind. I realize I'm one of them niggas that'll wait it out.
All I'm saying is when you think about the things that's being asked of you, if a woman come to you and she don't have this, that, and the third there, you immediately say, she's nothing to you. But
I don't say that. But, y'all might say that. Y'all some pound dog.
You never know until you talk to this person.
Right.
When you talk to this person opened up to you, they've been they're up, down, and around.
Mm-hmm.
We judge them. We ain't judging them off what they've been through. We judge them off the lack that we're lacking.
Yeah.
So therefore, why I say that is, what is this person worth to you in that relationship?
Well, see, I can't say that. Because my last relationship, right?
Yeah.
When we
actually
made it a thing,
yeah,
she was actually in a down point. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't have a car, she ain't have a house. Like, she was kind of fucked up. But I knew that, you know, I know her. I know she'll work. Like, I know she'll do her thing too.
So you should.
You know
back.
What I'm saying? I ain't gonna say that. She was gonna shake back regardless, with or without me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she did. And she got all that shit. And yeah. She got a close friend.
And so I'm about to say, so and, she yeah. shook back, she got a chip.
Some shit. I let her go with her highs.
Yeah. I respect that because but me, I don't give a fuck what you bring to the table, like physically, like the way you look and shit, and financially, what your spirit bring to the table, like, do you? What are your intentions? Because see, that's with me. That's what it's about. The intent.
I'm gonna show you something. You know why a male billionaire and a female billionaire won't be together?
Why?
You've never seen it.
Hell no.
Nah, male billionaire gonna go get a bitch that ain't got that much money.
You never heard of it. Why?
Mm-mm.
What can she do for him that she can't do for herself? What can he do for her that he can't do for himself?
Yeah. That she I can't really do don't give a fuck.
And the problem with that is, this is why that's a problem. Because first and foremost, them two will have to figure out their worth.
Yeah, because
they all know.
They don't know.
Outside of money,
yeah.
What would your worth be to me?
Mm-hmm. True. Well, I mean, Beyonce and Jay still going strong.
Ain't no damn billionaires.
But see, that's my thing too.
I thought they would.
Like, and that'd be my biggest issue when being in a relationship, because like I honestly, like real talk, like I really care about the other shit more than I do about like
what's a person bring to the table.
Yeah.
You meet a woman say, I do this, that, and the third, but will that be your worth to me?
Yeah, because all this shit can wither.
Because first and foremost, if I live by myself and you come into my life, you might be living by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own car, you got your own car. You could cook, I can cook. Mm-hmm. You clean, I'm clean. Outside of those things that we bring to the table, what is your worth to me?
Mm-hmm. I got a quick question, though. Like, ever since social media, ever since you got the spot over there, and ever since you've been doing this, how your DMs look?
Huh?
Water.
Man, didn't he just say he had been with his girl 20 years or something?
All I asked was how it looked. I ain't asked, did he respond? Because, you know, like, shit, we talking about what a motherfucker got to bring to the table. You see what he got to bring to the table. So you know they out there trying to get at Hicks. What the fuck are you talking about? He from the project. He got a swag a nigga ain't got. Fuck you talking about? Them hoes on you ain't. They trying to get it. But Bree gonna kill them, but they on it.
That's the
shit. That's basically it. Yeah, she gonna kill him.
That's the shit.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Cause she, yeah. Matter of fact, let me tell you.
You know what? But I feel like, and the reason why I was just saying that too, like, where every successful man is usually a woman somewhere around now, cause I feel like hoes bring niggas down, though. Like, I feel like hoes are liabilities. They, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I thought you said you support hoes.
I could follow you on that. But
I support hoes.
But
I love hoes.
We can't push the narrative of a woman would bring a man down.
Not a woman, a hoe.
A hoe won't bring a man down. That nigga just don't know how to use that hoe.
Oh, because that's what I was just going to say. Utilizing things that you allow to come in your life is totally different. That's just like saying a car. If you don't know the use for a car, why would you go get one?
True.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Most cars are liabilities.
And a car will leave you on the highway, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A whole liability. You know, so know what you're doing when you get it.
I mean, it's different between a woman and a hoe, but I just feel like most hoes.
They say women are more whores than men.
Yeah, they are. They deceitful a little bit. Yeah.
But anyway, bitches think about cocks like almost every day, all
pussy.
Day.
How often do you think about?
I ain't over horny, dog.
That don't mean you don't think about pussy.
Because I'm thinking about money.
I think about head.
I think about pussy.
You're lying.
Nah, that's my thing. Like, yeah, I take some head over some coochie any all day. The time. Like,
I
love getting my cock sucked.
Any day.
Any day. You'd rather head over cool.
Any day.
I so it was pussy. A world without women, without pussies. They only had mouth. You'll be all right.
I'd be all right.
I wouldn't.
I'm there.
I'd kill everybody.
For what?
I want some pussy.
You can get some head and dream. And dream.
Fuck that. Ain't nothing like that pussy. You want to know how I love pussy so much? I got two big ass fake pussies in the back.
Man, I love them hoes be gawking all on that thing.
Nah, fuck that. I love pussy so much, I went and bought two fake pussies. You
and I last longer in the mouth.
Fuck that. I last longer. Both of them fake pussies I got back there. I love pussy so much. I'm going to tell you something what pussy did. Pussy brought him, me, you, him. Pussy brought us here. Matter of fact, pussy got Mike Tyson locked up.
Technically, it was dick.
Pussy got Mike Tyson locked up. Pussy got R. Kelly in jail. Pussy got what that nigga
ain't
name?
No
Puff Daddy
though.
Going through shit. Pussy got it. Pussy is pussy.
Pussy got a lot of
pussy
little
be
balls,
ruining lives.
But if it wasn't for
niggas
man,
be dying over pussy.
Shoot, yep. We won't have all these problems.
Wouldn't have did it if it wasn't for the wax.
Life and death and the power of the pussy.
And the pussy. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. In the Bible, in Genesis, it spoke about. In the Garden of Eden, it spoke about a sacred fruit. God told Adam, don't eat from the tree of life.
And what brings
life into the world?
The
pussy.
So you said the nigga was something?
He went and ate her pussy. And this when everything got fucked up. God told that nigga don't eat that pussy.
Eve don't bring life if Adam don't nut him.
Listen, God said do not eat from the tree of life.
The seed come from the man.
But what delivers life brings life into the world. Let's just be real.
What
brings life into the world? When that baby come out, what that baby come out of?
Oh, if we talk about kangaroos, it come out the man.
Listen, fuck all that, man. I'm talking about a woman. Man, ain't talking about a damn kangaroo. That child come out there pussy. God said, boy, don't eat from the tree of life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Money ain't the root of all evil pussy. Like,
that's why my little cousin.
Seahorses. Seahorses, the male delivery.
Well, that's a goddamn seahorse. That ain't no man horse. It's a seahorse. Man horse, seahorse.
It's a male.
Seahorse, man horse.
That's when it started to get fishing.
Seahorse is unisex. Fuck you talking about. Y'all nigga, I ain't stupid. So, Poker, so who are? So who was the cause to the end of the Motion Boys? Rest in peace, Jimmy Ray. Let's go back. Like before the SJ Boys, it was the Motion
Poker,
Boys.
They say you acting like P Diddy, man.
Yeah, Poker, they say you ruined the
not
Motion
the,
Boys.
Not the shit happened now, but just being in the videos and dancing and all that shit.
They say... Billy said, this is your brother.
Uh-huh.
Bill Allen.
Uh-huh.
He said, you single-handedly. Damien didn't agree with it. But Billy single-handedly said, Billy said, you single-handedly ruined the Motion Board.
He did not. Huh? He did
not. Yeah.
That's cold.
Billy said, you ruined the Motion Board. he did.
I had a child before all of them.
Yeah, I know, but he said you ruined the Motion Board.
Why you say he ruined it?
Because he wanted to be in all of the videos.
Say it. No. That was all passion, but the passion ain't getting you paid. What you going to do?
Exactly.
Mm.
You right.
Mm.
You right. So you think, I'm going to be honest with you, and this some real nigga shit. Do you think if it would have not been for Jimmy Ray passing, that Shreveport musically would be further than what it is? Me personally, I think so.
If it wasn't from Jimmy Ray passing,
Shreveport would be further than the music than what it is. I'm just being honest. I think so.
So you feel like he held it back?
No. I'm saying with Jimmy Ray passing.
He's saying if he was still alive.
If he's still alive. With what he knew.
Damn, Pac-Man, you sure was signing to Jimmy Ray then.
Yeah.
You made a whole diss song about the mic.
We ain't gonna do no, we ain't gonna do no Jimmy Ray slam, don't we?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't dare.
I can't say because, like, even during his time, like, he had a group.
See, that's what I was gonna say. A lot of, I'm gonna tell you this, and this is just my opinion, and it comes from like working with Jimmy Ray. Like, I feel like a lot of the onus of like what held people back was people not really understanding the business when it come to music.
But he did though.
You know what I'm saying?
He did. He
understood
period.
What he understood.
Yeah, but Jimmy Ray was at the door.
Listen,
Seth went to jail and fucked the deal up.
See,
Jimmy Ray was at the door.
Okay, so Jimmy why Ray, nobody else capitalized?
When the SJ bars and the Soda Jerk, they was at the door.
Why nobody else capitalized?
That's why he took Baby D and put him up in the SJ bars to try to feel it. But they weren't the group. There wasn't the SJ bars.
But
like,
why didn't
like
the
morning.
SJ bars capitalize?
After that, Jimmy Ray died.
But why right didn't that, the SJ boys capitalize?
Okay, boom, dig this.
They ain't had knowledge of the beat.
Hold on, okay, understand this.
That's what I'm talking about.
But there's a bunch of dominoes to fix.
Yeah, it's like another thing you have to understand the situation with Jimmy Red and the SJ boys. Due to certain parties involved, like niggas won't speak up, but due to certain parties involved, once Jimmy Ray passed away, the certain parties involved, well, Jimmy Ray no longer living, so boom, we going back to do what we do. Our life, like over here. Like.
I get it, but you already got the steam. Show for one, you should have been able to make a way.
Not all of them.
I won.
Because let me tell you something, Bo. When and this, I ain't trying to like just toot my own horn or no shit like that. When Jimmy Ray made that group, Bo, he used to always say, "This is what I was trying to bring out the projects." He was like, but y'all wouldn't pay attention. He was like, dude, you act like you don't. He said, I'm telling you, this is what you got right here. He was like, nigga, what you scared of? Like, what the fuck? He was like, this is what we got. You heard me? And nobody.
But if
paid
the
attention.
Niggas don't learn the business, then that's what I'm saying. Now we at a liability. So it's like this here. If I don't know how to do the inner workings behind the scene without you, then when I don't have you, then what? Mm. Then what? Everything just go away.
Okay, boom. Hold on. Mandy Gold went to jail. What happened with Lava House?
Everything went away. But, let's be honest. Let's be honest about Lava House for a second.
They got dropped.
Lava House never went nowhere in the beginning. No way.
Well, you can't say that.
Nah, you can't say that.
No,
they didn't go nowhere.
Hold on.
Where did Lava House go?
They was at the door.
Listen,
what
song was Lava House
listen,
at the door?
Hold on.
Pass me some water.
Not just that. They had ratchet.
I think E-40 got on the remix. They shot a video in there.
E-40 got on the remix in California. That song still never hit Billboard.
They was at the door. They got dropped.
You're not listening.
The same thing that happened with Hurricane, too. The label that
Hurricane came. Hurricane got on.
Okay. What eventually happened.
I speak.
KP was closer to
speak,
getting on
speak.
The Lava House.
Let him speak.
Okay. Hell no. Nah.
We talking about
no disrespect to KP.
He was actually supposed to get the deal that Hurricane got with Kylie Paul. That was for KP.
Supposed to
some shit fell through.
And that's how Hurricane got the deal. They got the deal. That's what I'm telling you. They had the deal.
Got the deal.
They was in the process of putting the music out, but Mandigo went to jail.
Yeah, they was at the door. Same thing with the SJ boys. When they was there, they peaked on 106 and Paul. Then Jimmy Ray ended up dying. That's like you got to realize they was there. You see what I'm saying?
I don't. Getting on 106 and Park make
nigga you went
back then it did.
They was there though.
Nigga, they was there.
There are so many people that touched 106 and Park that you never heard of again.
Nigga.
And only reason why we feel like that about them is because they from here.
Because
our eyes was for sure on them like
listen.
We there.
Go ahead, Pope.
Okay, we got Profile.
Yeah. Thank you.
To ever leave Shreveport.
Yeah. For sure.
You know. And they didn't come under none of these people in Shreveport. They knew they was talented.
Thank you.
They took their talents elsewhere. Somebody else heard them and took them further than where they were. But we finna start with Jam Management, Five Entertainment, and how far all these people played their parts in Shreveport music, you know, whatever. okay, you got Jam Management, Jabba Jaws over them with Jimmy Ray. So you got Jimmy Ray, Jam Management, everything on the Jimmy Ray. Everything coming through Jimmy Ray, through Jabba Jaws. That's who got the show. That's who did this. Jimmy Ray got the performance to do the show. Okay, so you got Legacy, the number one under Jam Management. They get in contact with 112, about to be signed. One of the members felt like they were more superior than the rest of them. Lose that deal. Jimmy Ray tried to regroup. You get the SJ Bars. SJ Bars go as further than the lead rapper, which was Janana V. Wilson. They fall off due to, I don't know, but I was there, but I wasn't.
You feel like Smoke was the lead rapper?
No, he wasn't.
He was.
He was. You can.
It was so-so. Listen,
hold on. Show-show. Show.
It was listen, so-so.
Hold on, let me talk. This is knock the knock. Nothing by Show Show being the best rapper or the best.
I didn't say best.
He was the lead though.
Listen,
no,
let,
he best.
No.
No, he
hold on,
he
let's get
lead.
One thing understood.
Mr. 24 was.
When it came for us to being a showman on stage and far as like being like that.
We're not talking about who's most talented.
Yeah.
He was. That's what
you're talking about. Who
Smoke.
Was most talented? And I can agree with that. Smoke for sure was the most talented.
Show was
sure.
Like the Teddy Riley of the group.
Show.
Can y'all let Poker talk?
Yes, he was. He made the beats.
Hold on, y'all can let Poker talk.
Show was like the Teddy Riley of the group.
Let Poker talk.
This firsthand.
I already know about that.
No, it was Janana V.
Thank you.
The group was based around Janana V. Wilson. Janana V. Wilson was there first. And they add pieces around him. SJ the Boys was formed because of Janana V. Wilson. This I know for a fact.
Yo, know what the S stand for? Smoke?
That makes me
I can
smoke
believe it.
Smoke Janana V. Boys?
No.
I can believe
it. He started Shoulder Jerk. SJ. He started.
I thought Zill started it.
No, Sirski. He started Working My Shoulders. Shoulder Jerk and Working My Shoulders are two different things. Two different entities within itself.
Oh, this cake. I thought I heard Show say, this Shoulder Jerk.
No.
Okay, he said it on the song.
Come on, bro.
He said it on the song because of Smoke Dawg dancing, doing it.
Dude, come on, bro.
It's Smoke Dawg's song.
But who wrote the song?
Janana V. Wilson.
I thought Jim Ray wrote the song.
Janana V. Wilson.
I know Jim Ray ain't write that song.
Jim Ray do write song.
I mean, this is
never wrote no song for
I'm telling y'all firsthand knowledge.
Yeah.
Right. This is something I know for a fact. Okay, we the Motion Boys at this time, my brother and my dog, they used to go with them people. I was too bad. He didn't want to put up with me. So him not putting up with me, I had other shit to do.
So you on the outside looking in?
No.
I'm on the inside looking in.
I had family members like, y'all need to do this. I'm like, shit, I got other shit that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit still and do this. Remember, at 16, I had a baby.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They was older than me. They didn't have no kids. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck I'm going to feed this child. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, what comes along is a great opportunity. My uncle, wife, he told her about us at a party, and she wanted us to perform for her, and we did that. From that day forth, her name is...
Smoke was with child, though, wasn't it?
This is how Five Entertainment gets started. From four boys from the projects. Billy Allen, Byron Allen, Damian Taylor, Marcus Allen.
Rest in peace, Foot.
The Motion Board. That's how Five Entertainment get started. From us doing one little show for a party. We not thinking nothing of it. Back to the projects we go. On call us, say, man, we trying to get a label started. Y'all, we want y'all to be the first people.
Who would I?
Anthony Ray Montgomery. So, from that part, you still got Jam Management with Legacy. They the biggest thing in Streetport at this time. Profile fell off. They Profile made Legacy hometown hero.
Damn right.
The Legacy was the Motion Boards. We had everything in our age bracket knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? So, as Five Entertainment moving up, we get hotter. So, we take this tour with Pretty Ricky through Five Entertainment. Off the tour, we don't make a dollar. I got a child. We get back home. I tell them, boys, we got to do something different. Like, we ain't going rewind. We going to fast forward. What are we going to do different? Jimmy Ray done about to sign with 112. This what we have. Me, Damon, Billy and Foot having this talk in the Bronx. And if they probably feel like, yeah, Poker gave up. I didn't give up. I just had shit to do that was serious. Like, I can't feed my son off going here 4 weeks at a time and come back to the projects.
We ain't got nothing.
We ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I understand you got to crawl before you walk in this industry, but I'm ready to walk.
See, but that's what I'm saying. That was kind of our journey under Jimmy Ray, and that's why, like you were talking about the diss record, that's how that shit really came about. Like, shit wasn't...
We was dumb, though. We were high-head.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Shit wasn't moving fast enough. So, yeah. Like, when we used to come around, like, it was Damien, Patrick, fucking Smoke, and fucking, like...
And see, like, when we broke off from that, I went my way... They went their way. Billy stopped. Damien went with Jimmy Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foot was just floating. You know what I'm saying?
OIB. He came over there with us. Yeah. Rest in peace, Wax. Yeah.
Shout out to Jamarcus Allen, man.
He came over there with us, baby. So
these are the things that we seen everybody else getting introductions to people. Oh, we stole the show. We get back to the project. Man, Puerto Rican want y'all to come to Miami. Woo the woo. Mm-hmm. Okay, how much is they paying for us to just stop what we doing and come down? Well, y'all know y'all got to do it just to get your name out there. Fuck a name.
They was right, though.
Bro. Nigga heard a lot of that, though.
Hold it. At the time, they wasn't.
You right, too, though. But
you could, I'm showing you something. Like, right now, you're a club promoter. I ain't asking you to make me no millionaire. Show me something for my gratitude.
Just let me get some out
there. Because first and foremost, 9 times out of 10, if you calling asking us, you like what we did. We got good shit. You know what I'm saying? So if we got good shit, show us some gratitude. You want us to open up for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's four of us. We all come down here with everything out of our pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And we come back home with nothing back.
That's what I'm saying. Man, niggas used to travel to men.
No money.
Who?
Puerto Rican them said they wouldn't get no money like that.
That's a fucking lie.
I'm saying the nigga that owned the record company was getting money. They wouldn't get no money like that.
Oh, everybody Blue Star, was getting fucked.
Blue Star was getting the money. Getting money.
Everybody was getting fucked.
But off your shows, y'all get that money.
Yeah. That show money, your
sell
money.
Sell money on record sales and shit, that go to the label. We're talking about...
You talking about like dough money.
We're talking about when like you go that. To this show, this promoter pays you.
You, yeah, that's your money.
This is your money. Like, and if you getting that money, they got to get open an X. So if they getting open an X for you, y'all should take like such, whatever amount of dollars.
Well, which they supposed to.
Well, compared to them, back then, that was a deal because now they won't charge you to open up.
That's what I was just finna say. Shreveport's so fucked up, though.
That's everywhere, like, though.
That's everywhere. No, that's crazy, though.
That's not
though.
Just Shreveport. That's
they
be, everywhere.
They get niggas and they'll charge you and you coming open up for them. Like, motherfucker, we trying to make money.
But that's not just Shreveport, though.
Why am I paying you to open up? That's retarded.
But can I say this, though?
So I'm going to tell you about Five Entertainment. I do. We get Five Entertainment started. All right, we doing good. You know what I'm saying? We going places. They bring more acts. Okay, now you got Navajo front profile doing all the beats. Everybody who Navajo got connection with, you coming there, you seeing their faces and all this stuff. Okay, you getting recognition because they want new high talent to do certain things, especially when we was R&B, we weren't rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And too many people was trying to rap and weren't too many people. And they thought on the label, man, y'all got nobody on this who doing R&B. They say, yeah, that's how we got our first act or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatnot. So, and they called us and he go all these arrangements and stuff. And we never knew nothing about that. We supposed to do this, that, the third. And here I go in the back, I'm still sitting down. I hear all this, but I don't hear a dollar. Well,
you ain't heard a quarter.
That's why I want to hear about their money.
And you can't blame a person like that.
Nah.
When y'all in this industry to make money, that means everybody around us who's putting us these places is getting dollars and cents and all this stuff. What these four boys in the project, see, where they could come in at?
Only that's thing what always blew is my mind.
Get to perform like,
who the fuck was getting paid, bro? Somebody was getting paid.
Who wants to be famous and broke?
Nobody.
I'd rather be rich and not know.
That's how it started for a lot of the greats, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, and that's how it ends for a lot of people who not so great.
Yeah.
Well, I can say.
That's where passion comes in play.
But I agree with this, too, though. Like, the music industry really has just fairly recently become a very like lucrative industry.
Most of your rappers and your artists didn't make a whole lot of money. It's more lucrative on the advertising, the sponsorship front. It was more lucrative on the record sale front.
So now you got Lava House. You got Lava House. You got Five Entertainment. You got Jam Management. You got all these big old record labels in Shreveport. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Multiple artists.
Jam Management was more than Lava House.
Don't forget about Southern Made.
Yeah, it was a little later though.
What I'm saying to you is, Five Entertainment, the first somebody that got a deal with Rap A Lot. That one of they rappers. Bulletproof was the first somebody to get signed. Hurricane left, and them people that he was the second act after us. It was Hurricane. So we watched. I had him in a project. I'm gonna tell you about. He came up there. He was like a little nervous little dude. First time hearing him rap, little dude was spitting like fire. He was, his thing was rapping fast. That's why they called him Hurricane. Mm-hmm. So one night, all of us had a little break. They said, y'all going home or whatever. One night, we were like, yeah. He was like, well, I'm going to chill over there with them. You know, in the project, we got a curfew time. You know what I'm saying? Police catch you out. What's the name? You got to hit it. So me, Damon, the Hurricane, we walking. We see the police say, man, you gotta hit it. Thought we bullshit. We hit it. When we hit it, he stands still trying to run, but they catch him.
Damn fool.
You know what I'm saying? Knowing this us, we gotta call saying them to come get him out. They come get him out. And she like, why was y'all running from the police? The thing is, we got to, baby. You know what
I'm curfew. And
we ain't finna go in the house, but he don't know that he's not from over here, from Cedar Grove. You know?
But on the allegedly. Side,
don't do that, man. Let the man talk.
No, you ain't gonna fake on the goat like this.
Yeah. Oh, come on, don't do that.
No, I'll tell you. Yeah, come on. Have, but why ain't
you
in the city?
No, but that shit don't have. That shit don't have nothing to do with us. Go ahead, Papa.
But when that transpired, you know what I'm saying. So we finna move out the project. Project's finna get towed down by this time. You know what I'm saying?
What? Go ahead.
What the fuck?
So by the time we moved to the Bronx. So when we moved to the Bronx, the Pretty Ricky tour come about. You know what I'm saying? It hit us. Man, y'all got to get woo-to-woo all these and woo-to-woo get y'all going to open up a Pretty Ricky. We didn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, proof. So we have a meeting. Everybody talking about this.
What a money.
Me and my brother, we in the same household. You know what I'm saying? I think what's the name? We heard it's gonna be some money this time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? After all said and done, what money?
What no money?
Yeah.
So I realized, man, y'all gonna keep doing it. I can't keep doing it. So mind you, me, this I get on canal stuff. You know what I'm saying, man? I go working at the boat. I'm like, this ain't it. You hear me? Like, I ain't even finna do this. You hear me? I ain't busting no tables. You know what I'm saying? Not saying whoever do it. I'm not saying.
Nah, you ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I went back to doing what I was doing. I went and bought me some Walmart clippers. You hear me? And I started cutting hair. My brother said, man, you ain't gonna come do this show. Nah, I ain't gonna be able to do that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna be able to do that one now, you know? Because I'm maturing now and I'm like, you know, I gotta get shit. I gotta get a house. I can't be with mama all my life. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just that's what really played a part in us, like really maturing and going ahead and go out separate ways.
Yeah,
cause
I ain't gonna lie, boy. I used to get pissed off seeing you niggas up there at the municipal doing all them old body rolls and shit. And my bitch in there stand.
Look, like me personally, my journey ended. Because of situations with me and being a fucked up child in my mama household. But it was crazy because, like, Jimmy Ray took me, Boy, and Lil Alpha, right?
Nice.
102.5 Boys, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, 102.5 Boys. Before Shreveport ever heard of Pow Wall and Chameleon now, we opened up for them. Got paid. You feel me?
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Listen.
Before Lil Flip got big in Shreveport, me, Boy, and Lil Alpha opened up for him, got paid. Before Mr. Pookie and Mr. Lucci got big in Shreveport. Me Boy, Lil' Alpha, opened up for him. That man was so ahead of his time. The song we had, we ain't playing with them bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and listen to the song Bad Bitch by Lil' Webby, if you go listen to the bass line in that song and go listen to the bass line in the song, which we probably can't find the song no more because Wax dead, but that we ain't playing with them bars, the bass line exactly the same. And Jimmy Ray said that is finna be the music. That's gonna be the wave of the music. Like, this nigga knew that that ratchet shit and that jig shit. This was way before all that ratchet shit. Like, we was teenagers in high school, bro. Like, I had a song called Wipe a Pimp Down that they played every fucking Monday, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, H&H. And Jimmy Ray was like, you need to capitalize off that and show us shit stink. Couple years later, what they come with out of Baton Rouge. Like, they never even heard the song, but what they come with out of Baton Rouge.
Wipe Me Down.
Wipe Me Down. Like, this dude was so ahead of that shit. That's why I swear, nigga, I thought Legacy was going to be the biggest thing in the motherfucking America.
They could have.
Who can beat them people sing? Excuse me.
They supposed to be.
Majority, when you get an R&B group, everybody in the group can't sing.
Right. Everybody in profile could. Every last one of them.
Every last one of them. I said majority of the time.
So who couldn't sing an emotion bar?
Who couldn't?
Who couldn't? I don't know.
You said that almost every R&B group would be nigga that.
Emotion bar wasn't no R&B group.
You know, Otis and the Temptations.
We were, but.
So who was Otis?
Yeah, yeah, like.
Who was Otis?
Otis. At the time, it was Foot was the lead.
Man, recipe Foot.
No, Foot was the lead vocalist.
Yeah, because Foot could sing.
And then I was second.
I know you want to try it.
Yeah, and so that's, and then either Foot did what he did, then it was D, you know what I'm saying? It's just what it was.
So D was Johnny Gill?
Pretty much.
So who was Bob Brown?
Me.
So who Billy was?
My brother was Ricky.
All right, I got to quit. All right, so boom. So did y'all ever get to work with Slack? Which that's Foot.
That's
Pops.
Daddy, yep.
Yeah, so y'all got the
Motion Boy work with Slack.
Yeah, Motion Boy work with Slack because
Slack liked what we got, but I feel like four boys from the project, which is including his son, he feel like these little motherfuckers ain't gonna take it seriously.
Yeah, like.
But by the time we finna get ready to work with Slack, man, I was.
You were taking it too serious.
I'm looking for a dollar.
What the fuck you talking about? Boy, that Billy Ray son. You the hell wrong with you?
You want that money.
Yeah, I can't see. I don't have.
I'm upset that you got paid.
Well, what you got to think about is...
Yo, Texas nigga paid nigga from Florida on Pelican.
Hold on. What you got to think about it is, at the time, Shreveport, the club scene for us, like my age group at that time, it was like two clubs in Bossier. A different club every weekend in Shreveport. And the way them bitches used to be packed, like, and it was crazy because... Every artist from Texas came to Shreveport first to blow up, and Jimmy Ray was already in that mix.
See, you know what I'm thinking went on? I'm thinking you got paid because you from the project.
They from the project. They ain't get paid.
I wasn't with Jam Management.
They weren't there.
I was never with Jam.
You see what I'm saying? And then we wasn't with, like, no label or nothing like that.
We got to get with Smoke. Who got Smoke number?
Yeah.
Was Smoke getting paid?
Podcast,
was Smoke getting paid?
Was he? I don't know.
You know Smoke was getting paid.
Well, Pat used to spend.
Pat was getting paid.
No, he wasn't.
I ain't gonna lie.
If Pat was getting paid,
they used to get paid off the sex bowls. They used to get paid off the sex bowls. The sex bowls, niggas was getting paid. I used to watch Jimmy Ray put hundreds of dollars in everybody's hand
after
the sex bowl.
After what?
The sex bowl.
What the sex bowl? I don't remember that.
Okay, y'all don't remember. Y'all too young. Okay. What it is females are half parties.
They're like a Chip and Dale type
shit. They'll pay Jimmy Ray to bring Legacy to perform at the sex bowls. And me, Corey, Deshaun, all of us used to be in there serenading them hoes.
Why they call it a sex bowl?
What the fuck?
They had sex?
No, you ain't.
It's like a Super Bowl.
Let me tell you something. See, they don't have these no more. They have shootouts.
That sounds suspicious.
Man, this sounds like a P. Diddy
man, come here, man. Say, bro, let's just get real 1 second. In the city of Shreveport now, they don't have them type of parties unless it's all females. You feel me? They don't have sex bowls no more with 20 niggas and 30 women.
And they dancing on the floor and shit.
They
like
got
that.
Whipped cream, nigga, all in the motherfucking water, the little swimming pool thing, and these niggas serenading these hoes going hard. Yeah, you heard me?
Yeah, you can't have no shit like this. They live, Mike.
Dudes
know
not to touch the dudes. I mean, that just was the rule.
Like, yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, we been.
Oh, so y'all was at them sex bowls?
Nigga, I was one. Come on, man. Look, come on, bro, man. Look, say, bro, I'm going to tell you something.
Why you want to go ahead?
Listen, hold on. Listen, bro. Let me tell you something. When I say Jimmy Ray was so motherfucking innovative and motivative, dog, all a nigga had to do was sit down and listen to him. And the crazy part is, like, in my music, when I
could never talk that much. Like, well, he, I take that back. He used to talk to a nigga, but he wasn't teaching me the business.
What? Maybe you didn't ask. My thing is, knowing where Jimmy Ray come from, even though he wasn't that so-called gangster street-ass nigga, you got to understand what he come from and what he was bred from. That man ain't been a businessman counting that money, man.
Yeah, I know he was a businessman, man, for like, sure. I was just saying, that was our whole issue. Like, that's where the issue lies.
He just only pay you if you from the project. If you ain't from the projects, he ain't gonna pay.
Cuz just used to make me come over his house and rap all the fucking time. Cuz thought I could freestyle.
Can I be honest, though?
Remember them bitches.
And I say this in the song. Hootie could look it up. You hear me? I say this in the song. The SJ Bars, Jimmy Ray, he came and did all that after what me, boy, and Lil Alpha tried to do with what we was doing. And he tried to build it, and he built it. That's why I say shit. The SJ Bars, like, I'm the reason for that group. Like, dead ass serious. Like, no bullshit.
I think I'm the reason.
No, dude. I'm talking about before you even met this man, dude, I was 8 years old.
I know it. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think I'm the reason for it, because I came in between it.
Nah.
It was you, then it was us.
It was.
As far as rapping.
Yeah, like, far as, like, it was me, boy, and Lil Alpha. When he heard it, he already knew what we had going. And he was like, yo, so. He knew Lil Alpha was in the street. You know what I'm saying? Boy was doing what he was doing.
Me in middle school. I don't even know how a nigga found me, to be honest.
Because he had an ear. He knew what talent was. He, like, this man knew what it was. Huh? He knew what it was. Every nigga in Legacy could sing, my nigga. Dead ass. You don't get that often in the R&B group where every male in the group could sing.
Profile.
Think about it. What profile from?
Streetwear.
What Legacy from?
Streetport.
Man, let's keep it real.
So we didn't settle this though.
But okay, let's settle.
How far did Lava House really get?
They got there to the door. They got there. You not okay, listening, so, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So okay.
The A Bay Bay remix?
That's not Lava House.
Hold on, follow me. That's not Lava House, but Lava House was where?
That don't matter.
Nigga, listen.
They
had a deal with the same company. They did get signed to Polo Grounds.
They did.
They got signed to Polo Grounds.
Okay, if that's the case.
I remember when they got signed. All of them got cell phones.
All I'm saying, if they got signed to Polo Ground, why Papa never dropped no CD?
Because they got dropped.
Who?
When Manny go went to jail, they got dropped.
Remember Police?
They got dropped.
Angola, Life and Jail.
When you get dropped, that don't mean you free. You get put on the shelf.
This is what I'm asking you. Okay, if they got signed, that means they had to be signed. A label deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lava House got signed, yeah.
If Lava House got signed, that means Manigo is no longer the owner.
He's not even needed. But he's not even necessary.
Don't you look at it, though.
I'm going to show you something.
Well,
okay.
They saying, okay. How was the company funded?
I'm going to use a prime example. If
they saying this company was funded off drug money, so what the fuck you think them people?
No, his company never got cease and desisted. Like, that never happened.
Okay.
I'm saying Lava House is not in his indictment. What the record company saying. Not the legal criminal expert. I'm talking about what from the record company.
This gonna give him the label deal.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. All right.
Listen, Lava House.
I don't know what I heard. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Lava House.
But they was saying.
Lava House is your company, right? Uh-huh. Lava House, your company. Boom, we just signed your company to this deal. You are the head of this company. You are Mandigo. You get popped, acing your ass. Now, Angola, with all these drugs, you was a repeat offender. Boom, guess what? We going to drop your label. We don't want nothing to do with
that. Drop his label for what? The talent's still there. the talent is there. They want the label for the money. I mean, they want the label for the artist. That's the money. He's irrelevant.
How?
And I really can fuck him even more.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Did they sign them to a distribution deal?
I don't know. They got signed over to Polo Grounds.
Yeah. To a label, like that was a label deal.
Being honest, if I'm signing this label, right, and the owner goes to jail, that's better for me.
No, the fuck it's not.
Like I say, though, the reason Hurricane, after his first album, the next one was successful because the person that signed him, he had got fired or died or some shit or something.
Yeah, that's a nigga out the way.
No. Once, I'm going to give football for example. Once they fire a coach or a GM, when a new person come in, they get everything new. They don't want to work on what the last person was working on. They want to find their own people. That's how that happened with Hurricane.
Well, I've never made it that far in the business. So I've
never heard a live house going nowhere.
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of none of it, but I never heard about them getting signed, the label. I never heard.
Yeah, man, them people had got a label deal.
I mean, y'all could be. I'm just saying, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, they did. They got a label deal.
You
got
to understand. I think that's wishful thinking. At that time.
Nah.
I know Jay Prince didn't even give Five Entertainment a label deal. They just signed one of their artists.
Yeah. Yeah.
If not two.
See, I thought they signed Yellow now.
Why Yellow?
Yeah.
But that's Soldier.
But that's Soldier, I guess.
They probably got like a single deal.
So
that's what I'm saying. So I'm not even knowing labels back then that was giving people label deals.
They was.
Yeah,
I didn't say
a label deal, but.
So we don't. How could you say Lava House was signed?
They was. I remember.
Okay, they're just like saying Cash Money got signed to Universal.
Yeah.
That's a label deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, everything that's under that label.
They might have got a production deal.
It's a Universal.
Lava House was going through that transition. You feel me? Like, then Mandy go get popped. So that's the end of it.
So, did the paperwork get finalized?
I don't know. I wasn't there. That ain't my business.
I know they got saying.
Yeah, so this money. Just through the rumor mill.
It's not no rumor mill. Like, Lava House had done got that deal that they, like,
I never heard Manny go since he been out saying they were signed to nobody. So
nah, he never said nothing like that.
I
talked to Angie all the time. I never knew of this.
Get this.
Never.
Okay, get this. Safe and
safe. I don't know this shit. I don't remember her getting no money from me.
Listen, you have to understand. We signed this deal. The deal don't actually be finalized, right?
Hold on.
It's not finalized. Why are we finalizing this deal? You get popped, go to jail.
It never got signed.
But what I'm saying is, like, this is the type of shit that happened.
Okay, well, Jimmy Ray said the same thing about Legacy and 112. They was about to sign, but one person, nameless,
yeah,
didn't want to sign because they didn't want him no longer as their manager.
Prime example, what I just spoke of. Kylie Park came to Shreveport for KP.
I don't know that. I wasn't there. Many people came. They got her.
The deal fell through because of the... Who was on that song on that Ratchet Girl?
That's Cap.
It's not Cap.
Ratchet Girl ain't come out about 2-3 years later.
What's the song? Put Your Hands On Me. I'm finna show you, man.
Yeah, Put Your Hands On Me was old as fuck.
Hey,
he ain't had no big song. Can you hear me? Came down here.
Hey, peep this. You on the podcast right now? Right? What song? Who Kylie Park came down here to Shreveport for? What the song was?
Ratchet Girl.
Who was on the song with him? All right.
Hold on, I got a song to save him.
You're lying.
Yeah, look at the year Ratchet Girl came out. Look at the year they came out. He must came back down here. Hey, Bay came out 2007.
I mean, just because the song
Ratchet Girl came out
what,
2009?
Just because the song came out in a certain year, that don't mean that's when it was.
I'm saying you ain't got no motion. The song ain't even out yet. Hey, Bay had been out and gained motion already. It was already getting paid in Atlanta.
Let me see you.
It wasn't over for no Ratchet Girl. That timeline don't add up.
Well, I know all that was God. That was his bitch.
Nah, it went out. It went out when A-Bay was first came out. Ratchet Girl hadn't came out yet.
Okay, well, we'll have to get the parties involved to understand and talk about that. I got another question for Byron, man. Before we get up out of here, so we can get this thing like and pop out and see what's going on.
Right there, dog.
Yeah. So, hey, man, with 50 Cent,
everybody came on.
With 50 Cent doing what he did, like, what you think that's going to bring to the city if everything goes planned and go right, man? What kind of look you think that is for the Ratchet?
Ratchet Girl came out 13 years ago.
Why he looked that up?
What you said?
I said, man,
it's right by around the same time.
No.
When 50 Cent, got the studio and all the posters and stuff being made.
This say 14 years ago, but it was out a year before, damn, a little before the video
came
out.
Because songs don't, just because I release a song right here to right now today, that don't mean it's going to light fire.
True.
Man, I don't believe that, kid.
True. You're right. But yeah, man, the impact of 50 putting G-Unit's branch of G-Unit Studios in Shreveport. What type of impact you think they got on that Ratchet, man?
I think it's a damn good look. Honestly and truthfully, it's what we do as a people here with it.
You know
what I'm saying? So if he chose this spot, it's for his own reason.
Mm-hmm.
But for our reasoning, we need to capitalize on it.
Yeah, like for real. So do you think like the content creators within the city... me personally, I think a lot of approaches that's being taken is the wrong approach because it don't show unity. It divides because everybody trying to climb on top of everybody. Everybody want to be big dog. You feel me? and I think we all need to step back and really take a look at what type of opportunity that they bring forth for all of us. Because, boom, They shooting shows and all that, man. We got First to Death right here, man, doing the haircutting on the show. You feel me what I'm saying? So I just think everybody need to click, clack, work together and try to push forward. You know what I mean?
I with every tree, there's a bad apple somewhere.
Yeah, I know who that bad apple is, too.
So
keep it in my son.
I think if Shreveport didn't have potential, he wouldn't be this place would be here.
Maybe because the taxes low as a motherfucking name. They charge them $2,700.
The location. It's like in the middle, like, well, it's middle of the South.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Location.
And his taxes cheap.
You know what I'm saying?
But shout out to 50, because you're going to come sit right here.
Would he stay in Houston with this, like, with this hour flight? About 45 minutes?
Not even 45 minutes, man. It's an hour to get from here to Georgia on the flight. It's 2 hours to get from here to Cali on the flight, remember?
Man, I'm high.
I know. But, like...
Say, Poker, you ever heard of the Mama Bears?
Oh, man, the don't bring Mama that man in miss.
I can't hear you.
You ever heard of the Cattle Mama Bears?
From somebody...
You gonna hear about him now because you gonna be plastered all over that page. Man, you ain't even did nothing. You ain't said nothing wrong, man. Them people finna swear to God you got your business off illegal, illegitimate money and all this shit here, man. He the man pay taxes on this, so we gonna, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you already know, man. Shit.
And yeah, I definitely pay taxes.
You feel me? So the Mama Bear's finna put all type of rumors out there about you.
I mean, okay. It, like I always say, any publicity is good publicity.
For real. For real, man. So,
tell nigga D that.
Yeah, tell nigga D that. So, we got who?
Nigga D.
Who that who?
Nigga Dame. Well, all right, fuck it. He brought it up, Poke.
I'm listening. I mean, I don't respect what he's saying, you know, because I just talked to you about
it. Yeah, like how he talk about.
I mean, your approach to certain situations, and, you know, you should say that, like, you forget you come from a black woman, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how you may feel about the ones you dating, the whole race is not this, you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't make sense to me. Like, I would never say that, even if I was thinking it. And especially on the platform that you own, you certain things you put your foot in your mouth when you say certain things. When you allude to dumb junk like that. Like,
yeah.
What he say?
About the black single mamas and shit. But we already discussed it and talked about it.
We discussed that?
Yes, we did.
We didn't say nothing about the black. You were talking about Lee and shit.
We ain't talking about that. What did he say?
We talked about him and Big Fella.
I don't care about the because
that shit.
That's gonna be that.
You know how he always say the shit he be saying about black single mothers and stepdaddies like, and all that. Like his approach fucked up.
It's crazy to me because how could you tell a woman to be married as if she don't want to be married? It's up to us men to marry them. Every woman wants to be married.
Yeah, because Oprah want me.
But y'all got nigga do say these niggas need to stop nutting these women if they ain't gonna marry them.
Nigga can't tell us what.
He's saying that, but he also saying this too.
But what I'm saying to you is you can't tell a person what to do because the narrative that's already been painted in your head. That's crazy. You can't bash a whole race because of how they're doing. You ain't even, boy.
we ain't go there.
I just didn't respect that comment. Like you don't do that because even though we treat all women a certain way, you'll never hear coming out of my mouth that they the lowest because of the actions that they.
And then my thing is this is how you put your foot in your mouth.
How much weight on a black woman back daily? And dealing with a black woman as a black man, the weight is 2 times heavier.
Yeah.
Damn, that means it's 400 pounds on my woman, baby.
But my thing is, like, overall, like, Nikki, dude, what you are trying to do for the black community, you have to be commended and respected for that. You feel
what
me?
What are you trying to do for the black community?
Whatever he doing. You hear me? Like, because far as this platform, this podcast, you know, you ain't gonna get no nigga bashing over here.
Yeah.
Like, because at the same time, when them white folks was down there in front of that courthouse before anybody else went down there with them guns.
That's a lie.
He went down there.
He wasn't there.
Well, hold on. I'm
not gonna let him have this.
From what I seen.
I was there. All
right. I'm saying from what I seen. From what I seen, okay.
Because I was there.
But at the same time.
I was there without a gun.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, but at the same time,
I would do it.
Even though you don't agree with what he say, agree with what he do, like, it's all about the intentions. Now, his intentions for waking up the black community, I respect that. You feel me? For certain things.
You could wake it up but still put it to sleep with the...
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Now, you trying to get your point across, but your intent is wrong. The way that you are, like, the way you went at Zeal, you talked to this man off camera. Mm-hmm. Y'all had an understanding. So when you got on camera,
I don't think his intent was wrong on that issue.
No, talking off camera, your intent was right. But once you put it in the public, then your intent becomes
content
wrong.
Once you step in the lane of content creation, this is the game.
Sabo, you know how much shit I be wanting to say, Bo, but I don't say it. I say it to them people behind closed doors because certain shit is meant to be like, come on, man, we grown and well, everybody ain't.
Are they content creators that you're talking about?
They ain't from where I'm from, so
that's a big one. What you just said, that's a mouthful.
Like they ain't from where I'm from, so I gotta stop forgetting that I want everybody to have that type of me, but they not where I'm from. They wasn't raised how I was raised. You feel me? That's why I say I can respect everything that my boy Nikki doing, what he's saying, because by any means, I ain't gonna bring him down. I ain't gonna say he wrong. What I'm gonna say is the intent in which that he did it was not right. You feel me?
I just look at it like this, you know what I'm saying? And this just clear cut. Whoever, like I sit up here and say, whatever the man, female is, when you look at his platform and you look at what Zeal is trying to do, there's no way you should even fix your mouth if you're in the same lane as that.
Thank you.
I'm a ball. I see people heads fucked up all the time. A clown would get in my chair and tell me how the barber fucked him up before I even say, yo, barber fucked
you
up.
Yeah.
Nah, when you are a content creator, that's exactly what you do. You create content. You build off of other content. If you look at Vlad, right? And somebody says something on Vlad, right? The next person is going to cover the exact same thing that they cover.
Man, let's be real, man.
Let's talk.
A lot of people ain't making content. They just putting stuff out there. A lot of people claiming to be podcasts, and they are not podcasts. They are web shows. They are streamers.
You feel me?
Right. But what I'm saying is, either way, it's all out there for us to capitalize off one another.
Yeah.
Like, so...
But, okay,
For you to say, like, okay, so he can talk about it, but I can't talk about it. You put this on your platform,
but I can't talk about it.
Okay,
but
okay.
Put it on the internet.
Okay, basically.
I really don't give a fuck.
Okay, yeah, that's the thing. Basically, what I'm saying is, boom, dig this, okay? Like, your demographic is your demographic. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Who am I to say that your demographic is fucked up? But that is your demographic.
Right.
Like this, that is who
you... Who is you to say they fucked up? When is pedophilia not been fucked
listen,
up?
Listen. No. You still not looking at it from the point, like, well, I'm trying to get you to realize, okay, my demographic is my demographic. I'm not trying to cross over to your demographic, so who are you to say that my demographic fucked up when your demographic might be fucked
up? Why niggas don't keep that same energy with their homeboys just around fucking these little girls, though?
Niggas should.
Okay, listen. Okay, Nicky Daniels spoke on Zia because he had this male boy on it. Why did he speak on black women?
Because it's just a talking point.
I don't agree with everything. And that's the whole thing. I don't agree with everything Nicky Daniels say. When he be talking about them black women and shit like that, I don't agree with that at all. But for the sake, if a nigga... We do this every time. That's what the show been about. That ain't our business, but let's talk about it. Somebody do some shit, it hit the internet, we talk about it. Zill, what he makes Zill any different? Because he from the city?
Nah.
That's exactly what makes him different.
Yeah, he the baby
it's
goat.
The fact that he's from the city and we may run into him that we don't want to cover this all of a sudden.
When nigga drop a work on my shoulders and them jiggas make you, then we'll listen to
I
the
said what I said about
then,
Zill.
We don't hear shit he got
to I
say.
Said what I said about Zill, and a couple hours later, I was down there in his face at the damn thing, and I shook his hand, and it was all good.
Yeah.
Because we men, and we all got our own opinion. That shouldn't, the fact that I got an opinion about this.
Don't make it wrong.
Shouldn't be that big of a fucking deal between me and you.
Okay, so that's my whole, that's my whole point. It's like the way, it's like I said, it's the intent, my nigga. It ain't what he did. It was the fucking intent. You got to listen to the shit that he
fucking
said.
But how do you know a man's intent unless they tell you?
He told you. He like he bad out.
He didn't tell you that his intent was to bring Zia down.
No.
He told you his intent was to correct.
So why talk about the black woman like that during the whole situation?
Nah, I ain't speaking on that. I'm not speaking on that.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if I speak on that, then I'm agreeing with y'all. I'm agree with y'all on that.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's the whole point. We should be able to agree to disagree. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? What I want to...
You know why all women fail? Because certain remarks we make about them 24/7.
Sell
them, you know what I'm saying? They got to take it and smile. I ain't never hearing nobody as a black man uplifting a woman on a bigger stage. Even the rap industry, we talking about this whole popping it for woo to woo, so forth and so on. She a bitch, woo to woo, so forth and so on. But, like, that's why I listen to music that has substance. You don't hear me listen to none of this new rage rap. I listen to number R&B, soft music and all. I don't gravitate to all that because, first of all, like I sit up here and say, how can I have a black queen that give birth to all my kids and then degrade the same woman that they say ain't this and that? Nah, that's crazy to me. That's the logic that I would never agree with because that just don't make sense to me.
Well, can I just say this?
I agree with that.
Can I just say this? You know what I'm saying? From man, deep down the bottom of
bad
my heart.
Bad bitch, 50 flow, eating a bocce?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hood bocce, man. Shout out to Mike Will. Hood bocce. Now, I got, okay. And you know what? There got to be some within, like, the ranks of y'all age group of growing up, because you and my little brother, y'all really believe in pampering, spoiling, and cooking, because y'all be bathing women in fruit. Like, did he get that shit from you?
My other brother.
I'm talking about Nado. You, him and Heavy D be talking about y'all want to pay the bills for a year. Woman ain't got to pay the bills for a year. You, Heavy D, and Nardo bathing women in fruit. Y'all cooking shit that we can't pronounce. Y'all is making it hard out here for people like me in America.
Let me stop you. If you don't treat her like a queen, how would she ever know how to feel like one?
Well, why? You know what? That ain't my business.
Yeah, I'll finish this question.
You gonna say some shit like that? But y'all making it hard for niggas like me because I'm not bad for no bitch and no fruit.
Because your choice.
No, I ain't bad for the bitch and fruit, man. Because bitch,
your
I ain't.
Choice.
You won't eat that fruit.
Yeah, I'm putting an ice box.
It's your prerogative. Like, okay, you got a daughter.
No, I got six.
You only take one to have a daughter. I got three.
I got six.
So they've my one, two of my daughters and one of my daughter, both of them see me cater to their mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I cater to them in the sense of y'all will never lack long as I'm here.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I'll do what I can. Even though I'm with one more than the other.
Yeah.
I'm still going to make sure that I do my part over here.
Well, I got two of them 19. I told them, as soon as you lose your virginity, don't ask me for shit.
Let me ask you this.
I'm just playing, baby. Daddy got you.
Your daughter make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
She come to you.
Yeah. She around here doing braces now.
If you...
shit.
If you could correct it, you wouldn't help
her? Hell no. I mean, hell, it depends. It depends on the mistake that she make, because some mistakes are meant to be learned from.
No, it's not.
Shit.
I ain't coming between with God trying to show you.
You feel me? So I'm going to let that happen. You get pregnant
God
by...
trying to show you something.
You get pregnant by your cousin, you just got a retarded child, bitch. I'm not coming in between
so,
that.
So, okay, you saying it's God's work, right?
No, that's they work, nasty motherfucker.
No, listen.
What you talking about? That's they work.
So if you have it in your power, in your nature, to do certain things to help better your child,
mm-hmm.
no matter is they underage, older, you as a father, you wouldn't do it?
Depending on what it is. Because guess, okay, the reason I'm saying that, okay, what if they made a mistake or did something and I changed their mistake for, I'm thinking I'm doing it for the better, but in the end, when it get to the end, Pogi, I corrected their mistake for them. So they don't know, they not gonna know how to learn from it in progress. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So like,
hold it, let me ask you this. At what age does fatherhood stop?
Never.
It'll never stop.
Okay. So anytime your child falls short, even though you say it's a lesson that they have to learn, you in it to learn it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Your lessons don't stop because they grown.
Mm-hmm.
Your parenting don't stop because they grown.
That's why I'm going to let them learn from that.
And you learning too.
Look, I got two 14-year-old sons. I got two 14-year-old sons, right?
Uh-huh.
They dick get burnt. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop their dick from getting burnt. They dick get burnt. I ain't going to tell them good job.
But listen, you're going to take them to the health unit.
I'm going to take them to get their shit clear, right? And then guess what I'm going to tell them after that?
So if your daughter get pregnant, but she don't want the baby, you wouldn't help her get abortion?
Hell no.
Why?
Because, nigga, shit, I'm dying shit. Nigga, I'm dying.
Christian.
And I ain't Christian.
Yeah, we Republican.
No, yeah.
We Republican.
I don't give a fuck what Ken yell.
You ain't, you gonna have it.
You gonna have that baby.
Say, dog.
I wasn't there.
You wanna know why?
My baby.
Hold on. You wanna know why?
Bitch,
you wanna know
why?
Hold on, did this. You wanna know why? My mama had 5 children before she turned 21.
Mm-hmm.
Man, stop putting my mama.
You feel me?
Like, mm-hmm. that, man.
Like we ain't had the best life. Matter of fact, our life was fucked up. But
I was there with y'all.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you feel me? Like we endured a lot of shit kids shouldn't endure what we grew up at. But at the time, we didn't think that it was bad. We thought that that was us. But my mama had 5 kids by the time she was 21, and she was a single mother. You heard me?
Mm-hmm.
And we here. We made it, like, through all that. So if my daughter, you don't get no abortion, we're going to make it through this shit. You want to know why? Because you laid there. That's not like you have to deal with that choice.
Why you shaking your head for
that? Why you shaking your head?
Shit, you want to get an abortion, you get an abortion.
Nah. You don't have that motherfucker.
I'm going to show you why. Because first and foremost, if your child not ready to physically be a mother and she...
Let this man talk.
Because it's total. I'm going to call that BS. And I'm going to say this is why. Just because we fucking... don't mean we want no kids. We understand sex. That's what happens when we having sex.
What are the side effects of having sex?
Hold up. But
what are the side effects of having sex?
A nut.
No,
that's it.
Hold on. A nut, a STD, or pregnancy. Those are the side effects of having sex.
And okay, you can cure all of them.
Thank you. I was just going to say that, but you stand this.
No, you can't. You can't cure all of them.
You, for the most part. You can't cure.
So, hold on. So you saying you can cure a pregnancy?
Yes.
You know what? Listen, hold on. Hey,
That's what I'm saying. And then most of the time, when you get an abortion, the baby is not even viable anyway. No, yeah, it's not even a baby. It's just
a fetus,
a ball of cells. Like, yeah,
nigga, where the fuck you been? These bitches right here getting abortions at 5 months.
What the fuck you
can't get an abortion at all in Louisiana right now.
Yes, you can. If you give your money, if your money long, come holler at us. We got the abortion going for the low.
Speaking of abortion, they say in the states where abortion became legal, they say number one, the hoes been saying that they've been raped. To get abortion. They said then went up. The mother and women saying they've been raped, and that's why they want to have abortion.
Well, I'm gonna believe them.
I just feel like me as a man, mm-hmm. and as a father, you know, I know mistakes happen.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And as kids, we all mm-hmm. see. I was 16.
So basically, what you're saying is your oldest child is a mistake. God said
I couldn't go to Pam.
I got two of them. That's a mistake. I let them know that
I couldn't go to Pam and Billy Ray and say like I really don't want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same token, if it was her choice,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she come to my mom and them and say, I really don't want to have this baby for Poker King.
You got
to
respect.
Get an abortion. You know what I'm saying? And everybody judging her, why the hell you want to kill a baby? What you did, what it take to have a baby? But she wasn't ready for no child. And then we judge them when they fall short of taking care of this child how it's supposed to be. When they weren't ready. So they was forced to do something that they wasn't ready
to do.
They was ready to have sex, but they weren't ready for parenthood.
Because mm-hmm. I had to respect it because a young lady who I had impregnated, you heard me, when we was younger. And
I know she was on the show.
Chill out. Don't do that. First, no, he being serious right now. Like, I moved out of town. You heard me? I moved out of town. And for like the first like 2-3 years, I never knew. Cause she ain't never telling me like that. Like, and I'm like, why the fuck you do that? And she was like, nigga, you moved out of town. And I was young. Like, I ain't wanna have no more. So her sister understood that fact. You feel me? So I get that.
But this the thing. Why are we trying to determine like what a woman gonna do with her body anyway?
I'm saying she can do whatever the fuck she wants, but bitch, you having this baby. I don't give a damn. Bitch, you fucking laid that bitch you having this baby.
It ain't
fuck
all say so.
Okay, now I'm gonna use a prime example.
Now I'm just fucking with y'all. If she want an abortion, let the bitch get it.
Mm-hmm. Say for instance, your son in high school.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know how stuff goes in high school.
He fucking them. All both mine.
Okay.
They knocking hoes down.
But he's a top athlete.
Mm-hmm. Nah, my son's dumb as shit. Them
no,
niggas
but
can't
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. He's a top athlete.
Yeah. Right.
And he come and tell you, say, Dad, I gotta talk to you.
I got the help ready?
Right.
You know what I'm gonna tell him?
But Dad, she don't want it and I don't want it. But let's get rid of it. All right, we're gonna get rid of it.
Yes.
But you'll get rid of it for your son.
No. Both of them want to get rid of it. Now, if my son said, Dad, I want to keep it, then we have to have a whole different discussion.
You ain't got to have that.
You a goddamn
It's
liar.
Not up to you.
You a fucking liar.
It's not up to y'all.
My son said he want it. She say she don't. So
that
that's a different
she
discussion.
Not gonna have
but
it.
Now,
it's not up to him.
If
it's
both of them say they don't want it, because maybe she don't want it at that moment in point in time.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
What,
you going to go talk to this underage child?
Hell no. I'm gonna tell my son, I'm gonna say, son, you and her need to holler about that. I'm gonna give you a week. Week later, boom. If both of y'all want it gone, get it gone. Fuck all that. Cause the woman at the end of the day, that's her decision.
But this is what I'm saying. Okay, your son come to you and tell you he did it, right?
And then he don't want it.
And it's easier for you to sit up there and say, nah, you had six, so you gonna take care.
Nah, if
but,
he don't want
but
it.
But you think about it, he's toxic class. He's a top athlete. He going places. How do he fit a baby in it? That means he got to stop doing everything that he's excelling in to take care of a child.
LeBron James?
That he wasn't ready for.
Bronny James?
LeBron ain't had him cheering while he was going through all that. LeBron
he
had? No, sir.
He probably had got some abortion.
Oh.
For real.
Say, man, look, listen. Hey, man, it's February, man. It's love a black woman, man.
And that's all I see, because we down them so easily, but it's hard for us as males to uplift.
Yeah, say that.
And I love that.
No. But hold on. Like, you have to think about our age, right?
Okay, sure. Let me show you.
Think about our age. Like, the women, like, my age, the women who I'm in the same age bracket with, like, they prefer everything you talking about. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's because they used up and shit. Nobody want them no more.
But you are a real serious asshole.
but listen, okay.
Shit.
And this
they supposed to been out of the market shit. 20 years ago.
This how you.
We gonna keep going. But anyway, keep going, Poe.
Oh, I ain't know what you.
Yeah, he threw me for.
Nah,
he
telling me to speed up for because of the battery. Oh, we got.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, this is what I'm saying. Okay, when it comes to us catering to our women, we feel like this lame. But another race will come and sweep our woman off the feet for their feet for the simple things that we do not want to do.
And not on my watch. Ain't no other race when it comes to nothing.
I don't blame you for that. I mean, because it's easier for somebody to come and sweep your woman off your feet when something you're not doing.
But dig this though, Poker. Why them niggas doing it? Guess what? I got they wife fucking they credit up. Mama Bells, sister Bells. You know what I'm saying? But come on with you other race, because her husband, he Arabic, and he part owner of Dollamania. All my bitches get their hair
and
half off.
And I'm going to show you something. Ain't nothing like a black queen. You just named the Iranians all them. You go in their stores, ain't number black women in there.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. All my hoes getting their hair half off. Stop playing. Look, this is boy LTF Ugly Man, man.
No,
and guess what?
I got to ask, you think them hoes in Dollamania fucking the people?
You know they is. They fucking them A-Rab.
Nah.
You a lie, and the truth ain't in. You know how many young A-Rabs in there knocking them hoes? Why they
don't defend the black women at all?
They say barbers sleep with a lot of black women.
Why you think? Okay, so have you? Yeah. I ain't never seen the ugly or bad built bitch up in Dollamania working.
You know why?
Because they in there fucking.
Them people know the worth of a black woman.
No, the fuck they don't.
So only us don't know the worth of a black woman.
Only us.
We don't. You know what?
That's crazy.
Say, man.
That's insane.
It's February, Valentine month, so I had to have my dog poking. Come on, yeah, man. You know what? I want to appreciate you for coming in here and lacing us with some game, man. You heard me? When it come, look, we ain't done, though, because we're going to do this again.
All right, bro.
We're going to do this again, man.
Make sure y'all go
like, share, subscribe.
And check out some of that lure, you heard me?
Poke, tell them where to reach you with, where to get the lure from, where to get the products from, all that. You hear me?
You can reach me on Facebook under Byron Allen, or you can reach me on IG under Fresh to Death, TikTok, anything, Fresh to Death, all this. FRESH, the number 2 DEL.
And dig this. I'm your boy up to your ugly man, the voice of the ratchet. You heard me? The myth, the legend. You dig?
I'm Iceberg Pac, man.
Y'all lame. Nah, I gotta do that shit again. Cause you niggas lame as hell, man. Yeah, y'all lame for that. Say, man, this me, man. The boy FT of Ugly Man, the myth, the legend, the voice of the red.
And this your boy Nesto the Dun.
Iceberg Pac, man.
And that's my boy, man. Poking, man. First up.
Man, you gonna start having to get your throat right when you come on the damn show.
Say, boy, he bored. He ain't on the next episode. Fuck. I'm sitting this nigga anyway. He gave his head. Hey, man, he ain't on the next episode. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Fuck you talking about. Man, shout out to my dog, Poker, man.
Yeah, man.
This ain't my business, but I just know about it.